Now I read from the book. Speaking of eyes, I'll read some more eye poems. I love eyes and fingers and hands and feet in my work, and they find themselves in my poems so often. So I'll begin with this poem that actually a friend of mine asked me to write for him. A friend of mine is a photographer, and we were down in Mexico one time, and we were walking down the street, and we passed by this very unsettling scene. Very unsettling scene. He took photographs of it, and I didn't dare look because it was so troublesome for me. It was awful. It was ugly. And then afterward, about a year later, he told me that he had developed these pictures and put together a project. And he wanted me, since I was there at that moment when these pictures were taken, he wanted me to write a poem as a companion piece to this project. And for a whole year, I refused. Finally, I was just so haunted by this image that I decided maybe that's one way to dismiss it, to get away from it, to leave it alone and let it leave me alone as well. So I'll show you this photograph. The poem is called Horn. By the road in Guerrero, a cattle cargo truck stops at an incline with a flat. Two brown bulls stand on the bed, bound by the horns to a yoke, each captive, hoof-bruised and skinned at the talus, depending on his partner for balance. At the feet, a splash of blood, fiery as a spill of satin, bubbling down like lava. A wound burning through the wood, not so. The left bull's left horn broke and flew off the head like a bottle cap. Defected, the horn dropped into the brush, biting through, tipped down, making its first indentation on its own. Now the bull's skull's left unplug like the puckered lip on a plastic baby made hollow by an absent thumb. Stone Anahuac gods have mouths that empty, that round. This whole center is sticky, as if the bull had stuck its black tongue inside for comfort, the way we tickle the missing tooth's gum. Will it grow another? The bull's left eye, panic-struck, doubts it, set ablaze with pain. The head's third socket shocks him into thick paralysis. The second bull doesn't move, contemplating a collapse. He gazes at his partner, eye reflecting throbbing eye. There is no seeking pity, no screwing the horn back on.